This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip: how the slogans and themes of Karbala and Muharram increase and boost our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So, dear listeners, humbly at your service in this month of Muharram, this month in which we commemorate the martyrdom and the mission and the stances and the purpose and the values of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family members, and his companions. This month of Muharram, all the way up to the day of Arba'een, and even after that, because of our commemoration of the Master of Martyrs, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, we end up increasing and powering up our ubudiyah, our worship and our servitude and our obedience to Allah. The month of Muharram, in which we attend these morning gatherings or we listen to lectures about Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his stances and his values, we learn ubudiyah in its most purest and best of forms. For in every aspect of the event of Karbala, we learn these beautiful manifestations of worship and servitude and obedience to Allah. We find that the event of Karbala, amongst all the different things that it teaches us, one of the things is this beautiful, pure, sincere form of ubudiyah. How an individual, amongst the greatest of calamities and tragedies, amongst the greatest of sufferings and pains, amongst the greatest of problems and tribulations and trials, looks towards the Almighty God, connects with the Almighty God, speaks with the Almighty God, and of course, worships and is in servitude and is in obedience to the Almighty God, an ubudiyah which is never seen in any other place. Invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
That as Shia Muslims, we remember two stories of sacrifice. One was the story of Ibrahim and his willingness to sacrifice his son based on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other story is of Imam Hussein alayhi salam's willingness to sacrifice his sons for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both in their own ways, Ibrahim alayhi salam and then Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they succeeded in their respective tests of submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet when it comes to the first event of Ibrahim's willingness to sacrifice, that is celebrated as a day of Eid. But when it comes to the other event, we remember that also. And Hussein also succeeded. But then we do not celebrate that. we commemorate the event of Ashura. And the reason is very obvious. In the first story, Ismail was not killed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just wanted to see the willingness in Ibrahim that whether he is willing to sacrifice his son or not. And he was replaced with a lamb which came from paradise. But in the second event, when you look at the example of Ali Akbar, he was killed by the enemies of Islam. And so that is why we have celebration in one event and commemoration on the other one. It is interesting that there is an indication in the ayat from Surah As-Safat about Ibrahim alayhi salam and the story of Ismail, where I said that, you know, Ibrahim talks to his son that, oh my son, you know, I saw fil manam, in the dream, that I am sacrificing you. What do you say about it? And you remember, those who were here in earlier, that his response was very clear, where he says, you know, I'm willing to go through this test and trial. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then ends by saying, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ. To Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a very open and obvious test that you have gone through. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And then Allah says to Ibrahim that we sacrifice or replace in the place of your son, we replaced with a dhibhin azim, with a great sacrifice. Ismail is now replaced with a lamb coming from Jannah. Is that animal more important or Ismail more important? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. That in place of this sacrifice of Ismail, that he not being killed, we have replaced that with a greater sacrifice. It can't refer to that animal. It actually refers to a descendant of Ismail who will come later on, in the name of Hussein bin Ali. He is the Zibh Azim, you know, who will come in that line of Ismail, and he will sacrifice himself and his family members and companions for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat. And so when we look at the justification for celebrating this event as Hajj, and all Muslims around the world have to celebrate it as a day of Eid, this is where we come to realize the justification for commemorating the tragedy of Karbala in Muharram.
As-salamu alayka ya asir al-kurbayat. As-salamu السلام عليك يا أسير الكربات ويا قتيل العبرات.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about how the slogans and the themes of the month of Muharram and the slogans and the themes surrounding Imam Hussein alayhi salam help us to boost our spirituality, boost and increase and strengthen our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. We had briefly spoken in the previous segment how every nook and cranny of the event of Karbala is a manifestation of this pure and sincere Ubudiyyah. It really encourages us and pushes us towards having a similar kind of Ubudiyyah. We too, if we try, can aspire to reach heights of Ubudiyyah that are destined for each and every one of us. It is a matter of having a goal in mind and working towards that goal. We learn in these months of Muharram and Safar these various slogans and themes that are surrounding the event of Karbala, which help us in our Ubudiyyah. Sincerity is one of those themes. Sacrifice is one of those themes. Generosity and altruism is one of those themes. These themes and slogans are not just mere themes and slogans. They are a divine prescription for humanity. They are a divine prescription for every single human being to be able to cure themselves from the ailments of this materialistic world. A cure for our ailments which will lead us towards prosperity and salvation both in this world and the next. Sacrificing for the sake of Allah, having sincere ubudiyyah for the sake of Allah, generosity and altruism towards the weak and the downtrodden for the sake of Allah, speaking up against oppressors for the sake of Allah. And all of these things, as we have learned throughout our programs on foresight, these various aspects are all included under Ubudiyyah, because whenever an individual follows the commandments of Allah and whenever an individual implements those things that they must and an individual stays away from those things that they must, in reality, they have conducted the worship and the servitude and the obedience to Allah. They have conducted Ubudiyyah.
Look what Karbala gave us. In return, what can we give? I thought I'd go there to die, but in fact I went there to live.
You cannot die.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Foresight. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.
That I may die, but you will keep on living. That you live on, even though we're left grieving. And I will walk on the road you would walk. Your words live on. Your arm is shadow. Who can kill the tears that flow for Hussein? They thought you'd go there to die. What made you live has you known? They thought you'd be defeated. Your blood defeated the sword. I salute and I mourn. They could not bury beneath the earth the one we love. When he was buried beneath ground, yet him above.
And we know that just as well as you had known them, but we have. haven't stopped loving you too.